It's another Stain Gang podcast with Michael Meacham as we talk about Midwestern State men's soccer. And once again, the men's soccer team for the seventh straight year is in the LSC Championship Final. They have won the trophy each of the last 4 years. They've won it five of the last 6 years, trying to make it six out of seven. Beat UT Tyler on Wednesday night at Stain Park 2-0. And also before kickoff, Midwestern State received a lot of accolades on the All-LSC team. And Michael Meacham was named the Lone Star Conference Coach of the Year. What does that personally mean to you that you got that kind of recognition?
It means a lot. It means, obviously shows that we're doing the right things, recruiting, getting some really good players. And that also, shows that it's not just a one-man show. I mean, everybody knows Patty. Everybody knows how important he is to the program now, even more than he was probably as a player. So, I mean, it means a lot that, I'm able to win the award, but I look at it as a staff award and things like that. And, it's important to us that, we've been able to kind of acclimate AJ into the staff and things like that. He was here in the spring with us with Mariano and kind of saw the way that we work and things like that. So it's really, he's come in seamlessly, kind of getting us ready, with any kind of scouting reports or anything like that he does, breaks down film for us a lot, does a lot of our activation and kind of technical stuff at the beginning of matches, does a lot of individual stuff with the guys. And then obviously everybody knows Patty and what he means to me and my family and the program and the university as a whole. He's been with me for a long time as a player and as on staff and as coach, and my brain gets going sometimes faster than I can speak, and he's been extremely good at maybe articulating things when I get over the top or looking at things differently, and we both see the game the same but different at the same time. So he's been fantastic to be able to do that and has some great ideas. And we've implemented a lot of different things that, he's brought to the table and will continue to do so. And like I said, he's a big, big piece of that award, just like AJ is and any staff member that was with us before. So,
looking at the game on Wednesday night, what was your assessment of the way the Mustangs played?
Pretty good. I thought we started out really, really well. I think we were unfortunate not to get an early goal in probably the first 10, 15 minutes. But we've been known to do that before. And then I really thought UT Tyler really kind of came into the game after about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, and really kind of was like, it's not fun getting punched on. Let's punch back a little bit. And they really kind of took it to us for a short period of time, that 15, 20 some odd minutes in the first half. Like I was looking down at the score, I was looking at the scoreboard, and I was like, we've done well. They've got one shot. I think we had like four or five. We had like two corners. They hadn't had a corner or one corner, I think. And all of a sudden, I looked back up, and they had like eight shots. And I was like, well, I don't know if it's Cam putting shots at him, or are they really on top of us like that? But I give Kenny a lot of credit. I mean, they came in with a really, really good game plan and kind of took it to us for a while. And, we took some punches, and I thought we handled them pretty well. And then in the second half, I think we made a few adjustments and kind of switched on a little bit and was fortunate enough to have our quality kind of show through at the end.
So you'll play Lubbock Christian for the championship on Saturday at noon at Stain Park. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about that match that you played in Lubbock earlier this year, and do you change anything tactically from what you did in that first meeting?
First I thought they were – Lubbock's a good group. Colin does a great job with those guys. They're technically really, really good group. They're an older group, so they've kind of got – they're a little bit – savvy into the way they play and how they play, which is really extremely good for those guys and things like that. So they're dangerous on the ball. They're going to get into some good areas and cause us some problems, and just like they did when we went down there. So we'll be focusing on how we can improve from that match and things like that, and then what our successes were inside of it, and we'll go try to lift a trophy on Saturday afternoon.
Before you kicked off on Wednesday, the regional rankings came out. Midwestern State number 5 in Super Region 4. Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised. You're the only Lone Star Conference team that got a regional ranking. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised? Are you surprised that the LSC doesn't get, maybe, for lack of a better phrase, more respect within the region?
I think first we have to earn the respect. So yes and no. I'm surprised and not surprised to see it. I think what we as a coaching group and as a conference and as men's soccer and maybe any other sport inside the conference needs to really focus on our scheduling. And then obviously most importantly is the results inside the schedule. But we really got to start focusing on, you know, top 10, top 20 teams in the region, really kind of get ourselves out there and really focus on early results and be able to do those types of things. And get put ourselves in a really, really good position to have, you know, 2 and 3 teams
in
our conference in there.
Is it the parity within the conference? You guys are just beating up on each other that hurts you?
I think a lot of it is. I was talking about this with some people before, and, you know, I'll catch heat for it. But, again, I'm not.
Never
I'm
known
not,
you to I'm be not, afraid of catching
I'm
heat.
I'm not worried about catching the heat. But I think our conference is a little bit different. Like, it's so big. We travel so much, and there's some other conferences in the country and even in the region that have like one win teams or you know buckshot win teams, and we don't have that. So I think I think we do cannibalize each other a little bit, for lack of a better word. But I really think we've got to really, really focus in and hone in on those non-conference games. And even, I mean, obviously conferences are huge and they're super and super important. No, but we've got to really, really focus in on getting results and making sure that we put ourselves in a really, really good position to get a couple of teams back in the tournament.
You're fifth in the region, and I realize these are two different entities, but you're fifth in the region. You're eighth in the national poll. Mm-hmm. Are you underrated in the region?
No, not really. I mean, I think we're in an extremely tough region. I mean, I don't think there's any qualms about it. I mean, we're in one of the top two regions in the country. Teams in our region have won national championships, played in finals, things like that. It's not just getting to the Final Four. It's like what we've done inside the Final Four. I think speaks for itself as a region as a whole. It doesn't matter which conference it is, Lone Star, RMAC, the GNAC, PacWest, CCAA. I mean, there's some really, really special teams in there. Stanislaus has caught themselves, you know, lightning in a bottle right now, and they deserve everything they've gotten to kind of keep that rolling and be in the top spot as they are. Dominguez Hills is the same thing. I mean, I think Stanislaus has lost one game, and that was to Dominguez. So, you know, you got two teams happen to be in the CCA that have done extremely good and extremely strong. And then, you know, the GNAC always has someone extremely good. PacWest with, you know, obviously Point Loma right now. They've been really strong. You've had Azusa in there before that has done really well. Biola. You've had some teams. Westmont last night. Yes, Westmont, right? Westmont from last year.
Yeah, they came here last year. Yep,
good team. So I mean, our region's just, you know, stacked. I mean, and then you got someone that was in the RMAC in Pueblo. I mean, they made 3 straight Final Fours. So, like I said, our conference, our region is.
I mean, you could make the argument it's the strongest in the nation.
You could definitely make it from top to bottom for sure. Top to bottom, I think we could. But calling what it is, I mean, we could argue top two for sure.
We talked about you winning Coach of the Year, but Liam Pritchard was also named Midfielder of the Year, and Alan Rivera got Newcomer of the Year in the Lone Star Conference. Let's start with Liam, because he's one of the more recognizable figures on the pitch when people come watch Midwestern State Soccer.
Yeah, electric player in the wide area. Still improving every day, still pushing, still challenging. He's a guy that really kind of come on over the development in his career. I mean, we got him as a transfer after his freshman year, and unfortunately he got injured really, really early into his sophomore season, so he got a red shirt, and he's never once kind of wavered from who we are or what we are or what we're going to ask of him. the roles and responsibilities that we put on him. And when you kind of get to the age that Liam is and the responsibilities that he is, like, we don't let him shy away from it. Like, if there's – I mean, you look on there, look on stats, like, I think he hasn't started two games. And I think it's a credit to him when we've brought up concerns and we've said, like, these are things that we've got to fix and you've got to fix it. He's always, you know, he's always stepped up to the challenge. And I think that's been big, big for him is to – he's never kind of – shied away from it. He's never shied away from the responsibility or and that sort of stuff. So I'm super proud of him.
Rivera getting newcomer of the year. What has he brought to MSU?
I mean, we could go on for days about Allen, even though he's so new to the team. He's a character from day one. Allen is who Allen is. He walks to a beat of a different drum. But he's willing to let any instrument join the band. I think everybody really, really enjoys Allen. I think he's fit in seamlessly to the program and to the university. I mean, he's already one of our SAC representatives for men's soccer in there. Like he's come right in and immersed himself as part of the family and things like that. And it's awesome. And I think he's 100% deserving of that award and that accolade. And, you know, I can't wait to get him more this year and then even the years to come.
And then both of those guys are first team all LLC along with Parker Plaxico, Davis Mays, Cooper T, and Jaime Villa Gomez, and all of those guys made major contributions to you winning the regular season championship.
For sure. They're all great players in their own right. I'm proud of them and excited for them to be able to showcase their skills and kind of what they can do and how they've done it. In the conference and stuff like that, and it's great to see that the other coaches and in the conference has seen how special those guys are to us.
A couple of guys got second team honors: Liam Kervick and Ethan Kirschnack. And Ethan's a guy who seems to me has gotten better as the season's gone on.
Ethan is a guy even with his brother Skyler, and I hate to see that Skyler didn't get anything because I think he's definitely deserved of. Anybody, if there's anybody,
I had the same thought when the list came out yesterday.
Got something as well, but it's something where Ethan and Skylar, they've put themselves into it as a minute go when they walked on campus. And I mean, I remember those guys coming to our ID camp, and we coming in and after in their junior year, coming into an ID camp, and we were just like me and Patty were looking at 30 minutes into doing the camp, we're like, who are these two kids? You know, these two kids can really do something well. So we've really spent a lot of time with them, a lot of days of training and things like that. Obviously, they were redshirt freshmen under a team in 2023 that was, if everybody can remember, that team was an extremely special team. And they knew, like, even the group that they were redshirting when they were playing, they're like, nobody wanted to play against them. Like, we could have played them as true freshmen. And we just kind of told them, guys, if you trust us, we have a plan for you. And, you know, I think that they've really kind of bought in and believe in what we're doing and trusted everything that we've done and the positions that we've put them both in. And I'm glad that Ethan has kind of seen that. And we'll keep pushing Skyler and making sure we do a better job of maybe representing him.
And Liam's becoming a major contributor for you as well.
Kirvick, yeah, for sure. He's come up with some timely goals, big goals for us. So extremely happy to have another Irish boy in the group. We have a long history. We have a long, strong history of having some really, really talented Irish players. And, you know, we'll do our best to keep having that pipeline.
And then Midwestern State never seems to rebuild, and you've got a couple of members on the all-freshman team, Tanner T. and Christopher Guevara.
Yeah, two guys that, you know, have had their ups and downs in their early on and kind of their, you know, redshirt freshman years. And, you know, they kind of both were looking like, is this going to work? Are we going to make it? You know, that type of thing. And maybe even me kind of telling them on the side, I was like, guys, I don't know about this. I don't know if this is the place, you know. And for them both to go on like, no, like this is the place. This is where I can achieve what I want to achieve and get to where I want to get and be a part of the squad and the family and things like that. They've never once talked about anything other than, like, this is where I'm going to be.
We'll see Midwestern State lift that trophy again on Saturday.
Well, we're gonna go after it on Saturday like we have every other, you know, championship day that we have. I mean, like I said, Lubbock's going to bring everything they got. They know that making the NCAA tournament, this is what the match they need. And we know that they're a good opponent because they went down to Austin and have beaten St. Ed's, and they've beaten St. Ed's down there twice. And they've gotten some really, really good results on the year, and I know that they're gonna be up for it. So
it's gonna be a lot of fun Saturday afternoon. It is a high noon start at Stang Park as Midwestern State hosts Lubbock Christian with the LSC championship and an automatic berth in the NCAA tournament on the line Saturday. Hope you'll be there. If you can't make it, it'll be broadcast on Flow College, but we want as many of you as possible at Stang Park supporting the Mustangs. I promise you it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, and I really appreciate your time.
No, anytime. I'm happy to do it.
That's Michael Meacham, the head coach at Midwestern State and the LSC Coach of the Year on the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.